Nuketown Radioactive number 43 for Tuesday, February 13th, 2007. Nuketown Radioactive returns after its long hiatus with news of one crazy January, my goals for 2007, and over in Sites of Note, I'll be talking about the Accidental Survivors podcast, Free RPG Day, Free Comic Book Day, the 360 Voice, which provides a blog for your Xbox. Well, folks, welcome back. I hope that you all are still out there after my unexpected 6-week hiatus from recording Nuketown Radioactive. Now, following in the footsteps of other podcasts that have taken an overly long hiatus and unexpected hiatus, I think we'll end up calling this season 2 of Nuketown Radioactive, even though we're actually going on the third year of the podcast. I'm trying some new things out. I'm trying to record this in GarageBand and seeing, you know, if I could play around with some of the settings, some of the built-in music tracks, just to see if I can ratchet things up a little bit, or at the very least, I'll have a better idea of exactly how to use this software. Where to begin? One crazy January. I got basically a huge amount of work in January at the day job. As I've mentioned before, I work for a liberal arts college, and January is usually downtime for everybody else at the college, but it's usually uptime when you're doing the web development for IT. Actually, it's just the uptime in general when you're in IT, because when everybody else is away, that's our chance to get everything done. And this January was even more so than last January. Last time around, I got to learn about Drupal and kind of worked at my own pace as we figured out how to get the system up and running. This time around, I got to work with Moodle, which is an open source alternative to something else you may have heard of called Blackboard. And basically, it's a way of doing courses online. You can have an online course, you can have quizzes online, you can submit assignments through the website, you can have discussion boards, all this kind of stuff integrated into one package. And because it's open source, it's free, which is cool, but because it's open source, it's not really free. You have to spend time to get it up and running. So unfortunately, that's what most of my January went toward. That was at work, and a little bit at home too, because, you know, I'd end up trying to figure things out once I got back to the house. When my time wasn't being consumed by Moodle, it was getting destroyed by other problems around the house. No, not home improvement. I have not been doing home improvement, because really that would actually... I'd rather have been doing home improvement. It would have been less expensive. I have been a victim of the Red Ring of Death. Yes, that's right. My Xbox 360 died. And basically, if you're not familiar with the Red Ring of Dex... my Xbox failed its dex check. The Red Ring of Death appears when your Xbox has suffered some sort of a hardware failure. And mine suffered quite a catastrophic hardware failure. So fortunately, I was able to bring it back to Best Buy, who very nicely exchanged it for a brand new one, since it was still under the manufacturer warranty, which was very cool. Yes, I'd had this Xbox for, I guess, a little over 6 months. I got it in July. And it died, which is not uncommon, I gotta say, for the 360s. I love the Xbox 360, powerful machine, awesome machine, love Xbox Live, but these things die like crazy. I think there's probably been 7, maybe 8 Xbox 360 related deaths in my gaming clan with the geezers. So I mean, and some, I think one of my fellow geezers has had to return an Xbox like 5 times, which is just unbelievable. But it is a great platform, and I guess we're willing to put up with it because of that. Now, in other news, you can now call me Ken, son of Thor, because I destroyed my integrated home theater system with a touch when I walked across the room to turn off the freaking stereo, and a static spark leapt from my finger to the theater box, and then the LCDs kind of flashed blue and then died. It's just completely dead. I tried to turn it on again the next day, and it had this smell of electronics frying, and decided that, you know what, maybe this isn't the best thing to do. So I just I just had to turn the whole thing off, take it apart, get all of the DVDs out of it, because it had a 5 DVD changer in it. So I think all of my Netflix DVDs were in the thing. So I took apart the case, got four of the DVDs out, then actually had to take apart the arm for the DVD player so that I could get the remaining audio CD for my daughter out. So I guess that counts as home improvement, right? Now, it's not all bad news, though, because the gaming room has returned. You may remember a couple months ago when my son Luke was born, we had to sacrifice the gaming room so that he would have a place to sleep. Basically, my gaming room became my daughter's room became Luke's room, and the gaming room became non-existent. And for the last couple of months, when gaming at my house, we've been gaming in the dining room, which was okay. I mean, it had its advantages that I was downstairs and, close to the kitchen and all that, but it's nice to have that personal gaming space, that area where you can, just have, the guys can be off on their own. We're kind of self-contained. We can have our gaming posters up, whatever. You can kind of geek out, and you really can't quite do that when you're in the gaming room, when you're in the dining room. So basically, I reached a compromise with my wife. I gave up my old office desk, which is a big L-shaped thing, and it's now in her craft room. And we're working on rearranging her craft room, so it's a little bit organized. But as a result, I took her old desk, and we kind of juggled some things around on the third floor. And now, what had been our kind of combined office space is the new gaming room. And it's working out really well, both from a gaming perspective and from a kind of family parenting perspective, because what I can do is have folding tables in the gaming room. On Fridays, we're up here. We've got our posters, well, not quite yet because I need to repaint this room, but we will have our posters. We'll have our own space. It'll be cool. I can have all my books up here and I'll be next to my computer. So, everything's nice and handy. And then during the week, when the guys aren't here, you break down the folding tables, you put the chairs in the corner, and now you've got a nice play space for the kids. And we still got the old TV and DVD player up here, so it ends up being a nice space all around, and I'm really kind of pleased with the way it turned out. The only thing I need to do now, and this will bring us back to home improvement, because right, guys, it always comes back to home improvement. I have to get the third floor toilet reworking again, so that will probably be a project for March. Now, looking ahead to 2007, I thought I'd talk a little bit about, well, kind of my own personal goals, my plans, what I'm trying to do. In addition to getting a podcast out more frequently than once every 6 weeks, first goal for 2007 was more weight loss. I've talked about this previously with the whole Geek Fitness thing. It was a pretty good year. I was able to get my weight down from 224 pounds to 206, but I'd like to go a little bit further and get it down to 190. So that seems pretty doable. It's definitely going to be something of a challenge. I mean, I think the first 16, 18 pounds is a little easier because you're just that's just because you're changing your diet. I'm going to the gym and I'm working out and I'm doing all this stuff. I think for the next, say, I think it's about 12 pounds that I still need to lose. That's going to be a little harder because kind of lost the easy weight and you really need to kind of be disciplined. And right now I'm drinking water where I would have normally had a Mountain Dew. So, it's definitely going to be a hard push, but I'm willing to do it, and I like the way I feel. So, and it's made a huge difference in just, well, my appearance, just how well I sleep at night, that kind of stuff. I'm joined in this by my fellow geezer gamers, who basically a couple of us have started a pack to encourage one another to lose weight, and I think that's really going to help with the final push. If you haven't checked out the Geezer Gamers, it's an awesome website. I've been a member for, I guess, 2, 3 years at this point. Whenever Halo 2 came out, you can find it at geezergamers.com, and it's just a great place to go if you want to play with people who are, say, over age 30. I think there's a couple people who are in their mid to late 20s, but generally speaking, it's geared towards people, who've got the day job, who've got the kids, who've got who are married and are dealing with the whole life, the universe, and everything kind of thing. Now, next up, and this kind of ties into the whole geek fitness thing, which would be starting to ride my bike to work. That's right. I got my bike fixed thanks to my neighbor Vito, and I'm planning on running it to work on any day that I need to get there quickly and the weather isn't awful. I was kind of sitting there and I walk to work most days because the college where I work is about 8 blocks from my house. And some days I need to get there quickly, but it seems like such a waste to drive my car that distance, unless I have to go somewhere after work, like the comic book shop, or I need to take Jordan somewhere or whatever. But most of the time, I just want to get there quickly, more quickly than the 15 minutes it takes me to do the walk. So I think the bike will come in handy. And I'd also just like to get back into going on kind of like long bike rides, maybe 10, 20 miles. I used to do it a lot when I was younger, mostly when I was in high school, and then again when I was in my 20s working in a newspaper. I just really needed to get some exercise. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how well I do because my physical strength is a lot stronger than it's been probably in the last 10 years. So I'm very interested to see kind of how that all plays out. On an entirely geeky note, my next goal is the Griff Wiki. I am intent on converting my campaign's website to a wiki format this year, which is just a huge amount of work, but ultimately well worth it because it's going to allow everybody in my campaign to easily add and update content. And this is something kind of it's been the dream of my campaign for a long time. My group is comprised of, I guess, somewhere between 6 to 9 people, depending on, well, I guess we've got about 9 people in the group all told, and maybe 6 of us play on any given week. But anyway, we've had a website since I think like 97 or 98. Whenever I started getting into the web is when I started doing the website. And for the most part, it's just been me posting stuff to it, which, I created some forums so that folks could go in and do it, but it's still not all that user-friendly. And if you want to get the formatting right, you have to use HTML and all this. Whereas if we use a wiki, specifically MediaWiki, it becomes much more manageable and everybody can kind of log in and edit stuff. And so far it's been going great. We've transferred over a couple of years worth of sagas. We're starting to go back through the old stuff and updating it and editing it. And it's just great that folks can go to the website, find an error, or want to add something new about their character, and they can do it in the wiki. So it's an awesome project. It's going to pull together all of my scattered sagas and campaign notes and just, 10 years worth of accumulated gaming stuff onto one website. And then finally, writing. I mean, I've been doing freelance writing for years and years now, and it helps pay some of the bills, and it helps it helps me pay for my various geeky habits. But I have never done what I've wanted to do when I was in college, and what I've wanted to do for years, which is write a novel. I think everybody wants to write a novel, and my goal here is pretty much to say, yeah, I've done it. It may be a crappy novel. But I've been telling myself that this has been a goal for years, that by my next birthday I will write this novel, and I think that this is going to be the year that I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to write it during the National Write a Novel Month in November, and between here and there I'm going to be pulling my notes together and just kind of coming up with some background stuff. I'm hoping to write a short story a month between now and then. As kind of like a run up to the effort and just kind of writing, developing some background for it. But I'm already one story behind in February. I think I may have to just take a Saturday and lock myself in the third floor and just get it done. But that's my goal. I'd really like to be able to accomplish that this year. And I've got a couple of other things out there. I've got a couple of professional things for work. I want to learn some new programming languages and play around with some new tools and thus the whole GarageBand thing, because I do some podcasting for work. But these are the big ones, and I think with possible exception of the novel, I think it's all very doable. And even the novel, I've already talked about it with Sue, and she's willing to put up with it. So I think if I take a couple of days off in November, plus the Thanksgiving break, I could actually do this thing.
This woman like bees, Sarge. I don't think we're gonna make it.
Damn it, Bukowski. Keep your head together. We're gonna win that hill if it's the last thing we do.
Sorry, Sarge. I just don't know what to do.
What? Why not? Didn't you listen to the Accidental Survivors podcast?
You mean the podcast about modern tabletop role-playing games and related media topics?
Yeah, the one put together by the Swords Edge publishing guys.
Sorry, Sarge. I didn't.
Sorry I'm late. I was listening to the Accidental Survivors podcast, and then I went and sabotaged the enemy lines.
Logan, you beautiful bastard!
Let's go take that hill, men.
The Accidental Survivors Podcast, a podcast about modern tabletop role-playing systems and related topics. Visit us at the web at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com.
Give my daughter a call sometime, Logan.
Insights of note this week, I got a couple things I want to talk about. The first, as you might guess from the promo, is the Accidental Survivors Podcast, which is probably the only modern role-playing game podcast that I've come across. And I really enjoyed it. I haven't really run a lot of modern gaming stuff. Most of what I've done as far as modern RPGs has been either Call of Cthulhu, which, of course, is set in the 20s era, or Deltagreen, which is set in the modern era. I do have a couple of ideas for modern campaigns that I'd like to run. For one, I'm kicking around a Mutants and Masterminds campaign. Actually, my group's been talking about this for a while, and I think I may have kind of stumbled across a way of doing it that I think might actually work while I was at the gym today, but I'll be talking about that more in the future, I think. I need to put some pen to paper and really come up with something that would work. But anyway, so I got Mutants and Masterminds, a superhero thing. I've been thinking about kind of this Cthulhu meets King Kong adventure set in like a kind of pulpy horror from the 1930s. And I've also been kicking around forever some sort of a one-shot or three-shot zombie thing. And oh yeah, there's Stargate. And well, actually, I have a lot of ideas for running modern campaigns, but my group mostly does D&D, so I don't really have necessarily a lot of opportunities to run modern games. Having said all that, I really enjoy listening to the Accidental Survivors podcast because, it's their focus, it's the kind of games they're running, and it's, if nothing else, it's always fun to hear other people talking about their game. Each episode is broken up into a couple different sections. Well, most of them, they kind of necessarily don't always stick to this format, but most of the episodes have these sections. The first would be news and views, which is basically highlights of recent events that affect modern gaming, new product releases, other podcasts, that kind of thing. A feature where they talk about a specific concept in modern gaming, like horror games or science fiction games. And then an inspiration section that is tied into the feature, where they're basically throwing out movies, books, whatever that kind of get your creative juices flowing and the ideas just kind of exploding in your brain. So lots of good fodder for your imagination and just a fun podcast to listen to. I've only listened to the horror one so far. I'm actually about three quarters of the way through it, but I'm hooked, guys. I'll be listening to it from here on out. So they have officially made the cut. Now, Pretty Geeky next will be 360 Voice, which is basically a blog for your Xbox 360. It takes your publicly accessible statistics from your Xbox Live account, assuming that you've authorized Xbox Live to publish them, and transforms them into a narrative, which includes weekly summations of the stuff that you've done. So basically, the Xbox you're writing, it's writing from the Xbox's perspective, saying, "Hey, new Kavik came today, and he kicked butt in Oblivion, getting two new achievements before taking a turn at running Gears of War, where he got another achievement." So it's kind of fun. I mean, it's. I like going to it just to see what random stuff's going to come up, and I think it's kind of a fun way to share with your friends exactly what the heck you've been doing online. Now, the next kind of geeky topic will be Free RPG Day, which is basically a gaming-centric takeoff or a role-playing-centric takeoff on Free Comic Book Day. Hey, it worked for the comic book guys, right? The inaugural event will be held June 23rd, 2007, and features Trollord Games, Chessex, Goodman Games, White Wolf, Mongoose Publishing, and Skirmisher Publishing, the last of which I've never actually heard of before. But hey, if they're participating in Free RPG Day, I guess I'm going to be hearing about them more soon. You can check it out at www.freerpgday.com. And before I forget, 360 Voice is available at www.360voice.com. But hey, you guys know the drill, right? The links will be in the show notes. Complementing Free RPG Day, I just want to remind everybody that Free Comic Book Day will be held May 5th, 2007. You can learn more about it at www.freecomicbookday.com. You can basically go to your local comic book store, get free stuff. I've missed it the last few years. This time I actually added it to my calendar.
You must be listening to the Goblin Broadcast Network at gbn.com. Amazing.
That'll about do it for this edition of the podcast. I've got a bunch of stuff lined up, and by lined up, I mean I've written the show notes, which means you will actually see another podcast before March, which be quite the accomplishment given my track record over the last 6 weeks. I'm going to have reviews of Midnight Syndicate's Best Of album, Out of Darkness, including some tracks because I got permission from the band to play them. I'll have a review of the horror board game Betrayal at House on the Hill, and the massive Xbox 360 RPG Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, which I must admit has been sucking up what little free time I have because I just freaking love this game. I just keep getting lost in it, and yes, it's making me quite the slacker, guys. And finally, I'll have book reviews of Learning the World and A Deepness in the Sky, which are two science fiction novels that I recently finished reading. I'm always looking for feedback, particularly on this show, since I'm trying out a couple of new things. You can reach me via email at nuketown@gmail.com. You can Skype me at just Nuketown username. I just reset my password there, so you may even see me online. And you can also find me on MySpace at www.myspace.com/knuquist. There'll be links to all that stuff in the show notes, and you can find the show notes on nuketown.com. Show notes are there, as I said. You can also find the MP3 files. You can subscribe to the feed, and you can keep up with all the other stuff that I'm doing via the blog, my game reviews, that kind of stuff. I will talk to you all very soon.